everybody. It's Liz Berg here with another podcast from WFMU, coming at you from our Jersey City, New Jersey studios. I did want to mention one little thing before we get started with the podcast this week, and that is that WFMU is working on a project to convert the ground floor space in our building into a performance space and a 100-seat radio theater where we can hold events and do multimedia projects and video stuff for the internet and all kinds of good things. We renovated the space on kind of a shoestring budget earlier this year. We used to have a tenant down in that space, so it was sort of office-y looking until they ran away. We reclaimed the space and built a little stage down there. But right now it's just kind of an empty room with a stage. And the city of Jersey City told us, hey, you can start hosting public events, but first you got to build a couple of handicap accessible restrooms. So we're raising a little bit of money this fall, this October, and you can help us out. Just go to WFMU.org and submit a pledge. And it would be nice if you were able to credit that to my podcast. Be sure to give me a shout out if you make a pledge. We're looking to raise about $200,000 so that we can build those two handicap accessible restrooms. And we also need to purchase some basic AV equipment, you know, like a sound system and a mixing board and things like that. So go on over, make a pledge at WFMU.org. We've got a couple of goodies to offer you this fall, including a new t-shirt and a knit hat. I wanted to thank people who were already who submitted a pledge. Thanks to listener Jeff in Madison, Wisconsin, who says, I really love your podcast. I've been listening to it for years. Sorry, haven't pledged anything yet. Some of the music gets so crazy, I don't even know if I like most of the songs, but I can't stop listening to it. It's just too interesting slash awesome. That's a really nice comment. Thanks so much, Jeff in Madison, Wisconsin. That's very generous of you. Thanks to Logan in Brooklyn. Thanks to listener Carmichael in Sacramento, California. Listener Kirk in Beer City, USA. Listener Andy in Brooklyn. Listener Bill in New York, New York. Listener Evan in Secaucus, New Jersey. And listener Peter in Prague, Czech Republic. All right. Thanks to everybody. And let's get started with the podcast now. We'll start with something a little bit mellow and experimental. This one is from Telegraphy, and it's called Noctilucent Thoughts. I'll be back at the end of the podcast to let you know a little bit more about the music that I'm playing today. Thank you.
Thank you. Bonjour, trou du cul. Tu peux te toucher la tête pendant que tu écoutes. Ou bien manger des spaghetti à la bolognaise.
Bonjour, trou du cul.
Pardonnez mon fils, monsieur passe tout son temps le dimanche au Baltrap.
Thank you. Thank you. out my favorite swill, put it down with a sleeping pill. We'll be right back.
Lauber im Hubschrauber über New York. Perspektivenwechsel für viel Geld. Doch. We'll be right back.
Everybody, it's Liz Berg back here with you to let you know what we heard in the podcast today. Finished out with a really spazzy track from Chromix called I Really Need to Get Out More, and this is from the release Basement to Basement. Pretty like fun, dancey, chiptune stuff. We heard Bad Luck before that with a hip-hop instrumental called Master Dawn, the retro electro beats for the freestyle version, and that's from the Master Dawn album released on the Free Music Archive. Maybe you were freestyling over that song yourself. We heard from the Obits, great rock band who played live on WFMU's Cherry Blossom Clinic recently. We heard their song I'm Closing In, and you can grab more songs from that set on the Free Music Archive. We heard from Bleeding Rainbow before that with a great song called Tell Me, and that was performed live on WFMU's Dark Night of the Soul program with Julie, and again, more songs from that set available on the Free Music Archive. Technicolor Teeth with Basement Stairs before that, and that was from a live set that was performed here at WFMU on 100% Whatever with Mary Wing. And yeah, three great live tracks, all recorded here at WFMU. Pretty cool. We heard from a weird sort of dark wave experimental outfit who goes by the name Selma Uxor. I'm not sure if that's a woman, just one woman, or a whole band, but the song was Enamorada, and man, so good. That's on a self-titled album on the Free Music Archive. We heard an experimental song from Wirthof before that called Sewing Song, and that is from the album Out of Control. Sort of reminded me of the chaos that ensues when I'm working on a sewing project. Weird Simon Mathewson before that, and a sort of recent staple of the podcast and my radio show. He's releasing a lot of great music on the Free Music Archive, and we heard his track Acid Kraut from the Drahtrest album. Springtide before that with a rock instrumental called See You at the Waterworks, the extended mix from their album This Is the End. I think I've played a few tracks off of that album previously on the podcast. We heard a singer-songwritery tune from Krestovsky entitled Rudder, and that's from his album The Partial. We heard Mystery Pills with By Design, and that is a really nice pop tune from the self-titled album from Mystery Pills. We heard from Conveyor, another great pop jam called Sunray from an EP of the same title. Before that, we heard sort of a fun, spazzy, experimental pop slash plunderphonic piece from Greg Alder called Propret, and I just played an excerpt of that. The piece is actually almost 28 or 29 minutes long, and it's really fantastic all the way through, so I recommend that you go to the Free Music Archive and just download the whole damn thing. Weird Candle Gravity with a mellow song called Always from their Lost at Sea 2 release, and Telegraphy at the top of the podcast with Noctilucent Thoughts. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast this week, and I hope that you will consider making a pledge to WFMU during our little semi-silent fundraiser in the month of October, which will help us take the next steps towards opening our 100-seat radio theater to the public, which is a very exciting adventure that WFMU is about to embark upon. So, yeah, WFMU.org, make a pledge, shout out the podcast, and I will see you again next week. Thanks so much for listening, everybody.